The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Natural Doc Radio. It's Monday, the first day of 5 days of really good information, information that's going to support your health. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. And I'd like to talk a little bit about our event on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And the event, of course, was... Advanced Medical Testing Centers, who is our sponsor, allowing people to come in, experience their service and facility by getting a free complete blood count, serum chemistries, urinalysis. But it gives us an opportunity to talk to people on the outside, and we see what's really...
It sounds like we are confined, Dr.
Well, you know what, though? We're still talking...
Yeah.
In some respects, we're talking to the choir...
I know.
Because those are the people that listen to the radio show. But you get a little feedback on how doctors are treating them. And it's clear that the doctors aren't listening to this program, but the patients are. And I say that, I'll give you an example. They're still doing the limited testing. When a patient's cholesterol is elevated, they say, take this statin drug. I asked the patient, did he ever mention diet, you know, changing how you eat, you're limiting your carbohydrates? Said, no, take a statin drug. They're doing limited thyroid testing. They're doing, again, when it comes to looking for insulin resistance, they're not even touching that. I think we're beginning to notice doctors ordering vitamin D levels. But we don't know how they're following up on that, because the doctor's mindset, if you're in range, you're fine.
I know how they're following up on it because I see so many blood tests from other doctors other than Institute of Advanced Medicine. They're suggesting that the patient take 50,000 IUs one time a week of vitamin D2. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the studies all show it's the vitamin D3. And in my experience, taking it every day gets you better results.
Wouldn't that be just basic common sense that here's a nutrient. You take a small amount or a reasonable amount or an appropriate amount every single day rather than this huge amount one time a week?
Well, I become a cynic in some regards.
Oh, my.
And it's pretty much par for the course. Telling patients what to do and what to do doesn't work. Which means, you know, vitamin D we know has a lot of benefits, but if you give them the wrong vitamin D, they're not going to experience the benefits, so they don't have to worry that they keep making people healthier. They do the same thing with drugs, you know, giving drugs to people. Another nutrient, calcium. Giving all this calcium to people to prevent their osteoporosis, it doesn't change anything.
Calcium deficiency is not a contributing factor to osteoporosis, hormone imbalance, overall mineral imbalance. Calcium is part of the picture, but it is not the only one. And then you think about the form of calcium that most people are taking. They're picking it up possibly at the drugstore. It's calcium carbonate. What is that going to lead to? Cardiovascular disease and arthritis.
It's a poor form of calcium, but the problem with osteoporosis is, although it's a calcium deficiency in the bones, it's not a calcium deficiency in your diet. It's a calcium utilization problem. And in order to utilize calcium better, you need to have vitamin D insufficient amounts, vitamin K, you need to be exercising, your hormones have to be restored to better levels. So we see these trends over and over again, and I'm going to pass along something that just came out. In Spain.
The rain.
Yeah, the rain in Spain. An attorney there is filing a criminal complaint against Merck, Sanofi Pasteur Laboratories, Spanish National Health Authorities, and the regional health authorities of the La Rioja province on behalf of a patient and her mother for injuries and disabilities suffered by the patient after the administration of Gardasil.
Whoa. Fabulous, fabulous news, Dr. Slavin. That is such a dangerous vaccine. People have no idea that the exposures they're opening up to themselves.
And the complaint states that Merck Laboratories failed to use an inert placebo during clinical trials. Now, isn't that interesting? They use their placebo that they're comparing the injection to versus their placebo was not inert. In other words, I think they were saying it had aluminum in it, for example. Well, aluminum gives you side effects. So now they can say that compared to this so-called inert placebo, it didn't give you any more side effects compared to placebo, but the placebo gives you side effects too. Despite complaints of several young women with similar new medical conditions after Gardasil injections, the Spanish health authorities ignored calls for a moratorium on the use of Gardasil until safety issues were resolved.
Wow.
Now, you know, there's a lot of suspicion regarding all types of vaccines, probably because you see so many people from so many different areas coming up with anecdotal evidence that there's a problem. It's not like it's coming from one source. See, here's the interesting thing. When a drug company puts out information, it gets disseminated across many areas, and you hear it from a lot of places, but it's all coming from one area. When it comes to these complaints, it's coming from several different areas at the same time. People are experiencing problems. So this particular complaint in Spain talks about fraudulent marketing or administration of an inadequately tested vaccine, failure to inform the public about the potential risks. Therefore, it's a clear infringement of informed consent, ignoring new medical conditions in those who use Gardasil despite the similarity of their symptoms and the relatively short period of time between vaccine administration and the onset of symptoms, ignoring established and new scientific evidence illustrating the potential harmful effects of Gardasil, its ingredients and manufacturing methods, failure to inform the public that human papillomavirus infections are simply one of the risk factors involved in the development of cervical cancer.
So one risk factor out of many.
But here's the important thing that the public really needs to know, and then you draw your own conclusions. Failure to inform the public that 90% of all HPV infections, and that's what the vaccine is designed to prevent, but 90% of all HPV infections clear on their own without medical intervention.
Okay, so here's from a nutrition perspective what the situation is. Very, very high levels of different types of cervical infections when there is a deficiency of folic acid and across the board B complex vitamins. What's one of the very, very common pharmaceuticals being used that contributes to those very low levels of folic acid?
Birth
control pills, absolutely. And then combine that with a potential zinc deficiency, a potential vitamin D deficiency, and an overall insufficiency of antioxidant content, and you have the perfect storm for a cervical issue that, if you were well nourished, would not be a problem, would clear on its own.
And also, they're giving this vaccine, which is designed to prevent human papillomavirus infections. Well, how do you get that? You get that. It's a sexually transmitted disease. But they're giving the vaccine to young girls before they're sexually active.
Right. They're starting like sometimes at 8 years of age, the pediatricians are recommending it.
And then when they do the studies showing efficacy and effectiveness, they include these pre-sexual young girls in the study. Well, they weren't exposed to HPV to begin with, so you can't honestly say that the vaccine is effective because they weren't sexually active and didn't have
an exposure potential.
Right. So, and this is how they do these things. But I came across something very interesting that I hadn't read before. Oh, let me just say what some of the symptoms were. And this is, I think, the important part. The girl that they were talking about here was perfectly healthy, athletic, academically gifted, until she received the recommended 3 doses of the Gardasil vaccine when she was 13 years old.
Outrageous.
3 weeks later, she was admitted to the emergency room of her local hospital, suffering from a multitude of symptoms, including dizziness, fatigue, and convulsions. And, of course, it's sometimes, how do you prove cause and effect? That's the problem. And they try to, you know, figure out what was going on here. But to date, several years later, she's still experiencing problems. Now, I came across a report of another person that got sick following the vaccine. And here it talks about this girl that was doing very well in school. She was conscientious, hardworking, took pride in getting good grades. She loved to dance, had been taking dance lessons since she was 3 years old. When she was 10, she joined cheerleading, was in competitions. She was very active. She was very diligent. The parents were diligent with their health. They said they never miss, and this is true of a lot of parents, I think. It's in fact, this is what you would want. They say they never missed an annual checkup, and we also follow the pediatrician's recommended vaccine schedule, including annual flu shots. Our pediatrician recommended the Gardasil vaccine, and I guess that's what they're all doing. The Gardasil vaccine was heavily advertised on TV. We read the vaccine disclosure. It said that the vaccine should not be given to those with HIV. In other words, if you had an immunodeficiency issue. She didn't have HIV, so the parents signed the consent. When she was 11, she received the first Gardasil vaccine.
11 years old.
So, and then she started school, middle school, that same year. She got the vaccine on September 7th, 2nd. She started school on the 7th. So when she started complaining of fatigue and headaches, they thought, well, maybe it has something to do with starting school. But when we come back, we're going to unravel what was going on with this person.
Well, unravel step by step. But the truth of the matter is, it isn't a mystery when you read all of the potential side effects that you're exposing yourself to when you're receiving this vaccine. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. More to come. Stay tuned.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. Or amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy?
There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're giving you some insight into the potential negatives you expose yourself to when you're using a vaccine. Dr. Slavin?
Exactly, and we're talking about specifically Gardasil vaccine, and we're talking about this patient who...
We're talking about Gardasil vaccine, but not limited to. This
no,
is
but
the
you can extrapolate.
Eye-opening exposure of what you need to know about vaccines.
And we're going to give you a different take on this whole thing after we explain the background a bit. So it was an 11-year-old girl. She got a vaccine. Then she started middle school. And initially, the parents thought her fatigue and headaches was related to just starting a new school. And then the child said to her parents, I don't know what's wrong. I just don't feel good. She began sleeping a lot. Now, we had a patient here, too, that developed narcolepsy, meaning you're sleeping all the time.
Right, right.
She'd be sleeping a lot, over 12 hours a day and even more on weekends, which would allow her to gather enough energy to go to school a few days before she crashed again. She missed days at school. She missed her dance lessons, her cheer practices. Soon her illness was visible on the outside, too. Katie didn't look good, constant dark circles under her eyes. Her skin color was ashen, and she appeared listless. Now, the problem is, with these type of symptoms, all the blood tests are going to still be normal. This is why it becomes so difficult to put two and two together here. Did she develop something from the vaccine? Well, you have to think that, or you should think that, because it happened within 2 weeks of the vaccine. Sometimes the can be a delay of 6 months.
Really?
Sure. So to the parents, they said, it seemed like her symptoms were related to the vaccine of Gardasil, because her symptoms began after receiving the vaccine. But they searched the internet and only found vague information, nothing that matched their daughter's symptoms. Then they asked the pediatrician and other specialists about the Gardasil vaccine, but they were quickly dismissed as not having any correlation to her illness. The doctors are not acknowledging right. that vaccines could even be dangerous, could cause any problems.
Right. Because then they would have to have a certain level of acknowledged responsibility for recommending it and for delivering it.
Now, our position, I think Jen and I are on the same page on this one. We don't like vaccines, so we would normally tell people, skip them. But if you're in the mindset that you want to use a vaccine, we're going to tell you, give you some steps to do before you get the vaccine, and we'll get to that in a minute. So the girl's earliest symptoms were a constant headache or migraine that did not respond to pain relievers. She had stabbing bilateral ear pain, fatigue not relieved by sleep, abdominal pain, nausea, and joint pain. We called and visited the pediatrician repeatedly. We began taking Katie to specialists, including neurologists, ENTs, GI, and OBGYN, and made several visits to the emergency room. And this is a very common scenario. I mean,
very.
We see patients like this, too. They've been all over because they have symptoms and nobody can figure it out. Katie also received many blood tests, a CAT scan, and an MRI. Nothing any of the doctors did relieved her symptoms. As a matter of fact, the drugs prescribed to alleviate her symptoms only made her feel worse. This is almost...
Textbook expected step-by-step occurrence.
What happens to so many patients out there.
Right.
Our pediatrician and other doctors involved with Katie's care began suggesting that her... Oh, this is a beauty. That her illness was psychosomatic
right.
and recommended that we take her to a psychologist.
That happens so much, Dr. Slavin, particularly with regard to females. I don't know if it's as common occurrence with males, but I speak to so many women with a multitude of symptoms, but they're very vague and they're not supported by blood test results. And consequently, what they are recommended to do is take an antidepressant and see a therapist.
All right. Now they go on to say that we soon found that we were on our own dealing with a medical issue we did not understand, but trying desperately to help our daughter. So they were searching the internet like all the patients that come with these unresolved problems, and they were looking at her symptoms, and Lyme disease would always come up as the in the search. In addition to asking all of Katie's doctors if the Gardasil vaccine was the cause of Katie's illness, we also began asking if Lyme disease could be the culprit. And in October 2010, a month after the vaccine, Katie was first tested for Lyme disease. The test was negative, as were two other later rounds of testing. But you have to know that testing for Lyme disease is not very reliable, and that many people actually have Lyme disease that test negative. So they go on to say that they were told doctor after doctor that it couldn't be Lyme disease and that testing for Lyme disease is highly reliable.
Which is incorrect.
Right, and that there's no way Katie had Lyme disease. In 2011, Katie could no longer go to school or participate in dancing or cheerleading. Now, we have Lyme patients coming here, you know, very similar stories that they really become incapacitated.
Now this person's skin was ashen and she had dark circles under her eyes, but sometimes the physical appearance of these patients does not necessarily indicate the level of discomfort, pain, and inability to function.
The pain and fatigue was all-consuming. Nothing any of the doctors did provided any relief, yet every doctor refused to consider Lyme disease or that the Gardasil vaccine was related to her illness.
It's very, very interesting to me that there are no approaches from a mainstream medical view to address support of immune function, the concept of detoxification, that there's some toxic components circulating in people's bodies contributing to their symptoms and illness, that you need to clean the blood. So these are all things that are outside of the realm of the typical blood tests that doctors do.
So 9 months after getting the vaccine, she's having headaches and migraines, stabbing ear pains, fatigue, abdominal pain, nausea, joint pain, constant sore throat, visual disturbances, light sensitivity, cognitive issues such as memory and severe comprehensive problems, random numbness and tingling, weird bug crawling skin sensations, generalized weakness throughout the body. It was difficult for her to just sit in a shower to bathe because it was painful. Dizziness, fainting, heart palpitations. She slept long hours and stayed in her bedroom, shielding herself from the noise of everyday living. Isn't that a picture of a psychiatric problem? Well, wow. So 9 months after the vaccine was administered, the parents requested testing through a lab specializing in tick-borne disease testing. And that's where AMT centers come in, because Quest and LabCorp don't do it. AMT centers will be able to get those tests for you. But the point of this is that Katie's pediatrician reluctantly signed the lab requisition form.
Isn't that odd? Reluctantly.
Yeah.
So there's no wish to undo every imaginable approach to help this young girl.
This time the test showed that Katie was highly positive for Bartonella henselae, a tick-borne disease also known as a co-infection to Lyme disease. She was also highly positive for Mycoplasma pneumonia, and the testing showed that her immune system was struggling. Even though Katie's Western blot for Lyme disease was negative. So I think the take home here is, you know, we're against vaccines because I don't think there's substantial evidence that they make a difference, but if you're going to be in that position to get a vaccine, make sure the kid is healthy. Not because they just feel good, but make sure they're not, they don't have antibodies to tick-borne diseases, to mycoplasma pneumonia, to cytomegalovirus, to Epstein-Barr. Make sure that their immune system is not working overtime to keep them healthy, because you add a vaccine into that scenario, and that may be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
For infant vaccinations, one of the things that I tell people to be extremely cautious, you're talking about very, very specific and identifiable immune issues. But sometimes when infants are teething, they run a fever. It isn't necessarily something that people would consider in an infectious issue. But when those babies are teething and their temperature is raised and they're dealing with inflammation and so on, don't give vaccines then. If your baby has a little bit of a runny nose, no vaccines then. And then the other thing that is a suggestion to consider is single dose vaccines. Don't give the triple dose. We talked about the measles vaccine last week, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. Very, very important to be so aware of your children's state of health and how well their immune systems are functioning before exposing them to the assault associated with a vaccine.
Well, 3 years after the vaccine, she's still very sick. In other words, she's not getting better. That's the problem. You have to look to some of the alternative treatments, some of which we utilize here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine to help these people. But be that as it may, the Gardasil vaccine is known to activate latent infections and viruses such as Epstein-Barr and Bartonella. That's the key here. The vaccine dysregulates the immune system, and that allows latent infections and viruses, which were kept in check in a pre-vaccinated patient with a properly immune system, to all of a sudden get sick. So it may not be the vaccine itself, but what's in the vaccine, but it may be the attack on the immune system, which the vaccine is causing.
Is the trigger.
Right. And now there is also evidence that the HPV vaccine is linked to the onset of autoimmune diseases.
Wow.
So, this stuff is covered up.
So is this suit that's being filed in Spain, is this something that's happening right now? It's going into the courts?
That was a couple of months ago it started.
Okay, so we don't have any information about resolution of this suit.
And now they're treating her for a vaccine injury in addition to treating multiple tick-borne diseases, other infectious infections and viruses, and autoimmune thyroid disease. So just, messed up her total immune system. And this is why we're against vaccines. It's not natural. It's so unnatural to be exposed to viruses in that fashion, especially when they put the other adjuvants in there that are dangerous.
Dr. Slavin, it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. And to our listeners, I've got news, so we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And in case you haven't heard, I am available for free consultations 7 days a week at all three of the Toonies nutrition stores. Well, on January 19th at the Carl Springs Center for the Arts is Toonies annual free health and wellness seminar. And tomorrow on Natural Doc Radio, we will be speaking with Jordan Rubin. And Jordan Rubin is the founder of Garden of Life. And a number of years ago, Garden of Life was sold. And Jordan Rubin has been following his path with regard to support, natural support for good health. And he has a new book out, Planet Heal Thyself. Jordan Rubin will be one of the speakers at the free health and wellness seminar. And tomorrow here on Natural Doc Radio, we'll be speaking with him and discussing his appearance and his new book. So fabulous, fabulous information about things we need to open our eyes about with regard to the food choices that we make and how food is brought to our tables here in the United States and indeed around the world. And so tomorrow, 10 a.m., Jordan Rubin.
Now, how many years has Toonies sponsored this? It's got to be going back, what, 15 years at least, I think?
I'm going to say probably 18.
18?
We, Dr. Mm-hmm. Slavin and myself, used to be invited speakers to this. We haven't been invited lately.
Well, because we're on the radio all the time. We're nothing
so
new.
Our message is out there to all of those interested here in South Florida.
But over the years, they've had some excellent speakers, and this year, in addition to Jordan Rubin, you have Dr. Mercola. Am I allowed to say that?
You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay.
He's somebody I have to tell you is worth going to and listening to.
Okay. And wouldn't you want to support your appearance at the Health and Wellness Center by joining us on the radio?
Absolutely.
He did not wish to.
Well, but I don't know. When you have these big companies, sometimes that information doesn't reach.
Excuses.
No,
think that Jordan Rubin has a big company? He has a big company. He has a public relations mm-hmm. person.
Okay.
He has assistants.
But I was also, if I were to call Suzanne Summers, do I know that my call will actually reach her, or will it be screened? And
it'll be screened, no question.
Right, and let's say the word is, I'm too busy or I'm not interested. Well, but I agree that it would have been nice if...
It would have been nice to have a more socially acceptable communication.
They had a saying for that. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Well, that's... do they think this support, this groundswell of support that they have, comes out of nowhere? No, it's word of mouth.
Well,
it's people supporting and discussing the work that they're doing and getting the word out.
Yeah, well, in any event, he'll be there. Now, maybe you'll have a chance to talk to him at that event.
I intend to.
And give him a little feedback. He may not even be aware. And maybe we can have him on the show after the event.
Well, I don't know.
And there's somebody else going to be there, too, that we can't get on the program.
Right. Whose name I will not mention and whose products I will not support.
But it's definitely a worthwhile seminar. And they have it at the Carl Springs Convention Center because they need the space. Typically, over 1,000 people show up for this event.
And there will be many, many representatives of high-quality supplement and food manufacturers, and as people who've been attending this event for years and years and years know, lots of free samples, lots of literature, lots of ability to connect with people and get on a one-to-one interaction, the information about how these products actually support your good health.
I would say as many as 50 vendors, if not more. I never took account.
More than that?
Yeah, the place is
over 100 vendors.
Over 100.
It's two levels. The lobby is two levels, and the vendors are on both levels of the venue, Coral Springs Center for the Arts. That's Tuesday, January 19th, begins at 6 p.m. And tomorrow, Jordan Rubin will be here with us discussing his new book, Planet, Heal Thyself.
All right. And here's another article under the topic of breaking news. Taiwan bans genetically modified organisms from school lunches, mandates GMO labeling nationwide, throws down the gauntlet on toxic foods from the United States and Monsanto.
Yes! Go Taiwan.
Now, all right, Taiwan is doing that. Many of the countries in Europe have done that. But in the United States, no changes are being made, although more and more Americans are aware of this issue and trying to take matters into their own hands. And the way you avoid it, you know, get organic food, because the genetically modified foods are exposed to very high levels of herbicides and pesticides, and they're dangerous to your health.
So if your politicians don't have the spine to do it, vote with your wallet. Don't buy foods that are genetically modified.
In this report, it says the United States lags far behind the rest of the world on food safety compared to the to so many other countries. For example, the FDA gives a free pass to GMOs, gives a free pass to heavy metals, artificial additives, and other toxic chemicals.
Why? Because former executives from Monsanto are now the decision makers at FDA.
They focus almost exclusively on bacteriological contamination issues such as E. coli and Salmonella. That's why the USA lags far behind the rest of the world on banning artificial additives and preservatives, most of which have already been banned in the European Union. The U.S. government continues to allow extremely toxic pesticides and herbicides to be used across the agricultural industry, including California's strawberry operations. And just keep in mind, if it's not organic, don't eat the strawberries. And as of the printing of this article that I'm referring to, the USA now lags far behind Taiwan on the issue of GMO labeling and banning GMO from school lunches.
Okay, another aspect that just crossed my mind, Dr. Slavin, that you're not necessarily going to agree with, but how different the healthcare system is in Taiwan than it is here in the United States.
I don't know. What kind of healthcare system do they have there?
Single payer. Universal healthcare coverage.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to reflect one way or the other. If, in fact, I would think single payer, if anything, when you're not given a choice any longer.
That doesn't mean you're not given a choice, single payer.
Well, if the doctor wants to be paid, he's got to toe the party line as to how to practice medicine.
Okay, well,
it's even true in this country to some extent.
Right. Not to some extent, to a very, very great extent. The HMOs, the insurance companies, are manipulating the puppet doctors.
But I think if you have when you talk about single payer, you mean government run. And I think when you have that, it could be perhaps even worse. I'll give you an example. All right, single payer, we have it to some extent. Medicare is a single payer.
Right.
And Medicare
very
decides.
Poorly managed single payer,
but Medicare decides what's going to be covered and what's not going to be covered. They decide what treatments someone can have and what treatments they won't pay for. Well, what do they pay for? But, they pay for bypass surgery. They pay for chemotherapy. Not because it's such a great approach. Because
the fact that I'm referring to with regard to the healthcare system in Taiwan is that individual families are not bankrupt by their medical bills because there is universal health care coverage, where one of the most significant contributing factors to individual bankruptcies here in the United States is the inability to pay for medical bills.
Well, that reminds me, one of the participants in the event on Saturday grew up in
Denmark,
Copenhagen, which is single payer, all government run health care. And they don't do any of the specialized testing that we've been recommending.
Do they do specialized testing across the board in mainstream medicine in the United States?
But you have the option here of getting it, whereas you don't have the option in single-payer systems. And she said, well, and if you get sick in a single-payer system, they can decide if, you know, if they want to treat, maybe you're too old to get treatment. You know, that hasn't happened here yet.
Oh, boy, my opinionated about this. I have someone who's very, very ill in my family. And actually, the situation should be that hospice might be the most intelligent aspect for moving forward with the care for this individual. But instead, what continues to happen are life-saving approaches in spite of the fact that there's a living will. So, you know, the continuous use of antibiotics, so leading to recovery from different types of infections. So a proactive care situation rather than palliative care.
If I understand you right, you're saying people are being overtreated when
the quality
the expectation
of life is non-existent. There will never be any recovery to actual normal function.
When there's no expectation of either improvement or change in the status. Well, I've seen that firsthand where...
I've watched it in the my mind went blank. I've watched it in the areas of the hospital for critical care where people are simply being kept alive on machines.
Well, here's what,
and it's heartbreaking to see.
Well, here's what happens. It's a firsthand story because I've seen this.
And it costs $300,000.
Over and over again, someone comes in. Maybe they've had a stroke. They're unconscious. They put on life support because at that point in time, you don't know if they're going to wake up or not. So after supporting them for a couple of weeks, you decide, okay, this patient's not going to get better. Now, there are groups that will say, well, that's too short a period of time. We have to wait even longer before we make that decision. Now, I think you would be in agreement if somehow the family wanted to take over the payment for that type of care, they should be entitled instead of just pulling the plug. But in order to pull the plug, you have to get, number one, the consent of the family and the consent of two different doctors to say that this patient is beyond recovery, and then you can pull the plug.
Fortunately, that music means that we need to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio, and Dr. Slavin will continue, and I will continue this discussion off the air. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And as usual, lots of information to be a bit thought-provoking so that you will be possibly better prepared when you're having a discussion with your physician. And just a reminder that AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, is our sponsor. And we did have a very special event on Saturday. So what did the event encompass? Free complete blood count, free chem panel, and a free urinalysis, plus two pages of tests at extremely low prices. So you can create this test background to make a very informed decision about how to proceed to keep yourselves healthy. And one more thing that I want to tell everybody about, Janazon.com. And I have products. Oh, here's the exciting stuff. Life Extension has opened the doors for Janabiotic. And so people who shop at Life Extension can now find my Janabiotic at that store. So thank you very, very much for that overall support out there. Janazon is the website where you can go and get information about Janabiotic, a very, very basic profile of beneficial bacteria, easy to take, doesn't require refrigeration, and there's information on cards that provides a profile explanation of all of the different components in Janabiotic. So my viewpoint is this very, very nice basic approach. That Jana Juice, which is antioxidant support, and that's one of the things earlier that when we were discussing vaccines and why some of the reasons why the Gardasil vaccine might be a problem and the presence of different vaginal and cervical infections, a contributing factor is very, very low levels of antioxidant status in women. So support your antioxidant status, very easily done, two capsules a day of Jana Juice, all of the superfruits that actually provide superior antioxidant support. And then you combine that with the Janabiotic, your absorption of the nutrients is very, very well supported. Okay, Dr. Slavin, just before the break, you were talking about having the conversation with the person who came here to AMT Centers for the very special event that we had on Saturday. And it's very, very interesting to me because she's been here in the country for 20 years and she still has unexplained health situations. So I'm going to say the quality of the healthcare globally is certainly something that is lacking.
It's controlled by the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies, both in business to make money, and they're in business to make money on sick people because they can't make money on healthy people. So should they be the ones in charge? people that have to profit from your illness instead of, why not put somebody in charge who's going to profit on keeping you healthy? That would make sense.
The money situation, I guess, doesn't favor that approach. The other part of it is, I think that a lot of people think that they want to have the easy path. Oh, I'll go to the doctor and he'll take care of it. Rather than, what have I been doing lately that could be contributing to this particular symptom that I'm having, or this particular result on a blood test that I'm experiencing? What's interrupting my sleep? What's compromising my digestion? Sometimes in a busy life, that those questions are overwhelming, or you don't even get to think about those questions because there are too many other pressing events in your life.
Well, that's up until now, at least at our office, we haven't been able to measure stress.
Ah.
So we recently got a device that can do that, and it's been a real eye-opener because I've always suspected stress, people are under stress clearly. It's definitely a component in every illness. Stress is going to affect your cardiovascular system, your immune system. You name it, stress is going to be a factor, and depending upon how much stress and how your body's able to deal with it is important. But now we can quantify it, now we can measure it, and it's just amazing the degree that people are under stress when you test them. It's greater than I thought, and yet we were finding people that are dealing very well with stress. It's not showing up on the testing.
Meditation, yoga,
and I think
exercise.
Right, and diet, and really how you think about things. But it's a real eye opener. And then what we're finding now, these tests are really measuring your electromagnetic frequencies and just how your body is functioning at the autonomic nervous system level, the things that are at the subconscious level. And then we're finding, too, that when we put them, when we do pulsed electromagnetic frequency therapy, which is addressing your body at the same level, we're improving their response on these tests, and now we can measure all this. So here's a perfect area. It has nothing to do with drugs. You know, there's no drug for this. But this is the feedback people need.
It's very interesting. There's no drug for this. So these are quantifiable, identifiable aspects of how your body is working that the medical community wants nothing to do with because they don't have an answer.
And just under this topic, ultraviolet light therapy, again, addressing the function of the body at its basic levels. Again, no drugs required, and yet making marked improvements in people's function. Mainstream medicine has discarded that approach. They used to incorporate it back in the 1940s, but they discarded it in favor of antibiotics instead.
Not enough money in light therapy?
Exactly. Or couldn't be controlled, at least by the drug companies. And there are a lot of treatments like that. Chelation therapy was used by mainstream medicine, and it was discarded in favor of bypass surgery. Think about the difference in money. And yet, when it was all they had, yeah, they used it, and they were getting good results. They're not really getting any better results with bypass surgery, but they're making a heck of a lot more money. So you need to pay attention. If you begin to, all of a sudden, you begin to see a trend that all of us think that healthcare is about keeping us healthy, when in reality, healthcare is about figuring out how to make money on people's illnesses.
Okay, so Dr. Slavin, critique this. 75 years ago, they came out with blood pressure lowering drugs, acknowledging, in my opinion, the fact that as people aged, their blood pressure was going to increase. 30 years ago, they came out with cholesterol lowering drugs because as people age, their cholesterol levels are going to go up for a variety of different reasons. And in that time frame, those two drugs that were supposedly meant to introduce a new level of cardiovascular health into the population, indeed deaths and disability because of cardiovascular disease has not decreased here in the United States. So do you have a comment on my viewpoint?
Just quickly, I remember interviewing someone on a program. He wrote the book Adrenal Fatigue, Dr. James Wilson. And his family goes back many, many generations, back to the 1600s. And he said, you know, when I visited the family.
As does yours and mine.
Well, not in this country, though.
Okay.
I don't know, at least my background. But it was many generations, went to the family cemetery. And he observed that the oldest living people that were buried there lived longer. Each successive generation actually died at a younger age. So what's changing? And the only thing that I can think of is the environment and the food you eat. You know, we live in a polluted environment. The food we eat is not as healthy as it used to be. And that's the explanation. So, you know, you have to consider that when you're choosing the type of diet you have.
So important for choosing that right kind of diet, for choosing the right type of testing so that you know where your efforts and dollars should be focused. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. Don't forget, Jordan Rubin with us tomorrow talking about his new book, Planet Heal Thyself. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.